I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? Checking in another week. This week, we got something brand new for y'all. We are jumping into television.
Yes, sir.
We got a brand new show review for y'all for the show on Apple TV. It is executive produced by Kevin Durant, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And that show is Swagger. You feel me?
Yeah.
Quals, yeah, you want to give us a breakdown of what Swagger is about?
Yeah, for sure. So essentially, Swagger is, I don't know how loosely, but essentially is based off like the early years of Kevin Durant, which is, you know, how and why he's an executive producer and everything. But yeah, like it follows, because it was recorded or because the first season was recorded around COVID, the time jump between season one and season two is a bit drastic, but it starts off with them in middle school. And I'm not sure what the original story is they wanted to tell, but basically it just follows the story of like Kevin Durant, or the character based on Kevin Durant being this highly touted basketball player like in the county. And then yeah, just following that trajectory. And then as we get into the second season, it starts to focus more on like NIL and college and all of that good jazz. So yeah, but it's like it's a basketball story, but it definitely touches on much deeper subjects than that. And yeah, I was very impressed by it. Pat's been a fan since the inception of it. I just got hip to it and basically binged it like when season two was halfway done. So it's still pretty fresh to me. But yeah, we can hop right into it, bro. But definitely a show that surprised me and impressed me upon watching it. Didn't think I would be as much of a fan of it as I ended up being. So, yeah.
No, I feel you. Oh, one thing I would do when it's loosely based off of Kevin Durant, but it's shot now. So all the time and everything is of right now. That's going on right now. So that's why even Quall said the NIL deals and shit like that. We know during Kevin Durant's actual coming up and being in college and shit like, and being in high school, NIL deals weren't a thing. But we taking his story, putting it right now. So,
yeah
but no, it's definitely a show I've been fucking with since the first season. I'm like, shit, first episode, I'm like, oh, okay, like, this is what we got going on. Like, oh, he really liked that.
Yeah.
like
no, this really a real, this that. This a real basketball show. Like, yeah. The basketball scenes ain't no BS. Like, they shot cool. You learn that the actors, like, have played or do play or whatever the case may be. So, I like that they made it as realistic as possible.
Yeah, no, for sure. And even with some of the characters, like, we see Ice Cube son. I'm sorry that I got to call you Ice Cube son. O'Shea Jackson Jr. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know your name, but you got the same name as your dad. So, of course, I know your name. But, yeah, like, O'Shea is great in this. I'm not going to lie. Like, from the movies that I've seen him play in before this role, seeing him as an action, more action roles, seeing him, you know, more like, I think I've seen him in a comedy also. I never seen him in like a drama, never seen him in more of like a serious role. Didn't even see him as like playing a coach or being in a drama for real.
Yeah.
So then once I seen him, like second season, it flows. The first season is a little awkward because you're adjusting to him being in that. But the second season is like, Coach Ike, this really him. Like, he really a coach. Like, he give dad and all that. Like, damn, like it just fits so well. So major kudos to him. Like, he's definitely showing just how much he's growing as an actor, because I know like him playing Ice Cube was his first role, and then throughout afterwards he's just been developing more and more and more. And I guess that was like kind of like his first drama role, him playing Ice Cube. But that, you know, that's you playing your dad. So this just showed more range to me.
Nah, for sure. I didn't realize until looking it up, but I didn't realize he wasn't the original casted person for the role. It was Winston Duke. For y'all that don't know who Winston Duke is, that's M'Baku from Black Panther. Anyway, which from the standpoint of like visually how you might expect a coach or how you might expect that figure to look, he would have made sense, or that idea of a coach and that figure, at least to me, would have made a little bit more sense off of first watch. But like you said, bro, throughout the first season, used to it, and as you start to learn, you know, as the character development comes into play, it starts to make sense. And then by the time you get to season two, like even with the time jump, it just, it all flowed by that point. And yeah, I'll say that for when we get to season two. But I, how he even got brought more into the fold in season two, I thought was pretty cool as well.
Yeah, no, so in season one, we pretty much just show like how the team develops. And because of, like you said, they was during the COVID time. So they started off with having a middle school team. Jace is this highly touted, highly recruited player. So he can't necessarily just play for, you know, the middle school team. He has to go into the AAU circuit.
Yeah.
With that, due to it being COVID time, his team falls apart, basically. And they have, I guess, two of the rival coaches have a realization. His coach and the rival coach have a realization that they need to combine teams. They have a tryout. You know, cut out the fat, basically. If you ain't make it, you ain't make it. Even if you was on one of the teams, people was salty, people was hurt. You know, one light-skinned dude definitely was bogus the way they did him. Like, Royale getting bought onto the team. Royale, I fuck with you second season.
We'll get to it.
I end up fucking with you. But,
we'll get to it.
But first season, I was like, that is some bitch-ass shit. You for bought sure. your way onto the team. When this over here is cold, like, he's cold, and his ass can't play, or at least appears as if he can't play.
Right.
Because,
Damn.
So we go through that for like a couple episodes. After they start breaking down the teams, they go to the tournament, end up winning it. You know, everything happens that's supposed to happen. Yeah. During that, though, Jace has a best friend. Best friend happens to be a female. She is also a highly touted and highly recruited female basketball player, woman basketball player, sorry.
I knew you was gonna catch yourself, bro.
I'm like, woman basketball player, she got all type of colleges looking at her and shit like that, but she has a coach. It's a little bit too handsy.
Yeah.
But you know, due to our main character Jace being, you know, Superman of the DMV area.
He's being a 24-hour person.
Yeah, which I actually fuck with the concept of that. I'm not gonna lie, like that was one of the things that came out of the show. I was like, I fuck with that, because I feel like, you know, somebody should feel like, all right, I got somebody that's gonna be here. You know,
yeah,
like that's just a want and a desire to have, like, somebody that's gonna be here for me no matter what, at whatever time, whenever I need them type shit. It's a crazy ask in reality, but it's a nice desire to desire.
I don't know if it's a crazy ask as much as it might just be a crazy expectation to have of everybody. I think if somebody proves that they're worth that ask, I don't know if it's crazy, because the desire to have it isn't crazy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think that. I only said it's a crazy ask due to the, like,
how much
everybody has something going on too.
Yeah.
So that's sure. why I more so said it's a crazy ask.
For sure. For sure.
But yeah, so. With once coach becomes handsy, Jace finds out. She ends up telling him after so many weeks or whatever, so many days, she ends up breaking down and telling him, tells nobody else. Jace takes it into his rightful mind to get the gang together. You know, he takes some of his teammates and goes and approaches the coach and beats the shit out of that nigga.
Whoops his ass. Good God.
It's hard doing a show review, I'm not gonna lie. Because it's like, I don't want to reveal so much to y'all, but it's like, damn.
Yeah, it depend on if y'all watched or not. Like, it's only so many spoilers, you know, that we can avoid. But by this point, the show's out, so we would just say, go watch it before you come back and watch this.
No, for sure, because it's definitely a solid-ass show. Like, you go through that, they end up not facing any criminal charges or getting caught. They avoid it, you know. And that is until, so everything looks peachy and keen, and that is until season two, which we can just jump into. We just get a
wait. How did season one? How did season one end again?
Season one ended with them winning, right? And then, like, Jace and Old Girl agreed not to, you know, talk to each other. She went and
they won the thing. They won the whatever nationals thing. Oh, bro, we gotta talk about bro and his dad. We can't just skip past that in season one.
Oh, yep. Sorry. So Jace also his dad left when he was younger. I forgot the age.
Yeah, it was like younger than five. That's all. That's
the yeah.
Younger than five.
Yeah, it was younger for sure. But basically, he had moved to Florida, and that becomes prevalent in the beginning of the season. Episode, I think, 2, Jay sees that Nationals is happening in Florida and kind of makes this thing with Coach Ike, who's played by O'Shea. He makes this deal with him, like, all right, if I play on your team, you're going to give me the Nationals because I want to meet my dad and win the game in front of my dad. So, shout out to Coach Ike again, because Coach Ike is just such a great one thing I can say about the show. Like, Coach Ike is such a great father figure for Jace.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as young men, we just need those strong men in our lives that help guide us, you know, as far as like a mentor, like a good pastor, a good coach, a good whoever. Pastor's iffy sometimes, you know, we're not going to touch on that too much.
Yo.
And pause on that because, yeah. But yeah, nah, we need those, you know, strong figures in our lives. And I feel like Coach Ike was just the perfect mentor for Jace, just because he had his own problems with his father, you know, was also connected to basketball. Granted, Jace's situations with his dad wasn't directly connected to basketball, but that was kind of his escape from the fact that he didn't have his dad.
Yeah.
But, so he finally goes to Florida, he meets him. Well, let's backtrack. He meets him in his... No, he went to Florida first.
No, they went to Florida first. They went to Florida.
Yeah,
first.
He went to Florida
because the sister was with him. So they went to Florida, but he met him, like, I think it was...
before the game.
Yeah, but their mom found out before they went to Florida that they was in contact with him and that they planned on, like, reaching out to him and seeing him. Basically, mm-hmm. So that was a whole thing, but yeah, then when they got there, I think they met like the night before the game or something like that. And the sister just really couldn't, like, she couldn't do it. But yeah, the conversation between Jason and his father, I just thought it's at the time to think that Jace is what he has to be 13.
Yeah.
At the time it is like being
well, an he's 14 because they
14
said
he, 14 yeah, yeah
yeah
but 14 having that type of like conversation with his father and essentially just it being this whole thing of like, dude, I'm like one of the top two players in the county and like you know who I am and I'm pretty sure that you know this information but you still not reaching out for what at this point. And then on top of that he got a whole nother family now, the dad dude, so it's just like I don't think that's ever going to be something that a child is going to be able to process and understand and make sense of for real, especially at that age. But yeah, and then the game, and you know, like Jace, because Jace was also injured, wasn't he?
Sprained ankle?
Something like that, or something with his leg at the time, I think. Because he wasn't supposed to play.
He had tore something in his knee. He made the wrong move. Yeah, that happens too. Jace gets hurt like halfway through the season. I think he cleared like right before.
They forced him to be cleared. He was not supposed to play though. Like he got on a thick ass brace and everything. Like he's not supposed to be able to do half the shit he did in that game with that injury. But nonetheless, so they go on to win and everything. Jace gets. I don't know if he gets the most valuable player or if that's just a team trophy, but how did you feel about the speech to his dad after the game?
Honestly, it didn't bother me. It was cool. How'd you feel about it?
I don't think he should have gave the trophy to him. Like, I get the point. I'm not giving you that damn trophy, but I get the point.
I feel like Jace, that's one thing I can say about Jace's character in this show. He's overly emotional.
He's Spencer, bro. He's Spencer from All American. That's who he is.
But I fuck with him more though.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, like I feel like Spencer from All American was just like soft. Like every scene was just tears. Like, god damn, nigga, for you to be a football nigga, you cry a lot. God damn, all them hits that made you just soft, huh? Nothing but
that's sick as hell, bro.
Like, god damn. And no, like disrespect to the actual nigga, because I that's loosely based off like a real nigga and shit like that. No disrespect to you, but goddamn, CW made you nigga Kleenex off, like fucking that Kleenex was the wrong fucking.
Gotta make it, gotta make it TV friendly, bro. It gotta be TV guess. Friendly.
I guess. But I fuck with Jace though. That's why it's Apple TV and we cussing. You know, they be having sex. Granted, sex ain't ass, pure cheeks. But, you know, they got to put it in there some kind of way.
Hilarious that you'd say it like that. But as we move on to season two, though. So, like we said, there was this drastic jump between season one and season two because of when it was recorded and probably because of the players like looking older and shit, but they're in eighth grade or like finishing eighth grade season one, and season two starts at the end of their junior year.
Yeah, because I'm like, they graduate at the end of it.
Yeah.
So it starts at the end. Well, we don't see graduation per se.
Right. But that's what they allude to. We'll get into the end of season two. And like we alluded to, I think the first or second episode of season two, all of a sudden, you know, that news come out that, and I forgot exactly how the coach put two and two together. I think he was like watching their game and listening to the voices from the game and from the tape. Cause there was a camera when they jumped, bro, in first season. So I think he was like comparing the voices from that. And end up being able to match the voices. And yeah, that just started a whole whirlwind of shit for them. But yeah, what was your thoughts on how that developed and how they brought that into play early in the season?
That's some bullshit. They put that shit at the end of the episode. Like, at the end of the episode, reporters is walking up to Crystal like, so you want to say anything about this? You want to try to get a foot on this before, like, da-da-da? And it's like, I don't know, with that, I just thought about like how fucked up the media is, because it's like, damn, I did that shit in eighth grade when I was 14. I'm about to be 18 and y'all about to hit me with this case right before I turn 18 to get my black ass locked up and take away my future. I'm thinking I'm about to live my life. I got colleges trying to recruit me. I'm about to be the number one recruit, all this, that, and the third, and y'all about to take this shit away from me for doing what the police should have done.
Yeah. Wow. And I think another aspect of the show I like is I like how they incorporate social media into the show, because it makes it more realistic, especially for them in their age. Like, people are going to be tweeting about that. They themselves are going to be tweeting about some of these things that are going on. And it's real for athletes to be like going through stuff like that and to be receiving all these tweets from people that they know or whatever the case may be and all of that. So yeah, I like that they add that realistic element in there. But no, to your point, bro, we've seen it happen before, but the media, you know, will take every opportunity to, tear an athlete down. And when you're looking at somebody like Jace in particular, but not even just Jace, like all these players at this point have some type of future, even if it's not playing ball. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was really messed up to see it come to fruition that way, especially because nobody seemed to be caring more about the fact that bro was doing that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was messed up. How did you feel about how things played out in regards to how they ultimately handled the news? Like, how'd you feel about Jace not telling Ike initially? And then how'd you feel about how they ultimately decided to? I mean, there's a lot that happened, bro. They all basically got suspended, or at least Jace got suspended. It was a whole thing.
Once Jace got suspended, they agreed to also say, like, we had a part in that shit. Like, y'all can't just suspend Jace.
So, yeah, they go through a lot. And what I love about season two also is we get to learn more about the other characters, which I don't think I think in season one it was tough to do that because you was trying to build Jace's storyline. But I love in season two how they focus more on Musa. They focus more on Phil to a degree. They do focus more on Phil, especially when he was deciding on whether he was going to transfer or not. Yeah, it's a lot happening in season two. Not like too much to where you can't keep up, but you get an insight into a little bit of everybody, which I appreciate as well, them taking that direction. I think the one thing we haven't touched on is Jace and Crystal and how their relationship I guess, you know, takes another step in season two. Yeah, I guess it ain't really too much to say about that like that. It was pretty expected. I guess it was I guess it was cool the way they kind of like went about it or whatever, went about like telling that aspect of the story. But I mean,
the connections, like how deep they are as children, makes it a fire like love story type shit.
Yeah,
but outside of that, like, it's pretty regular type shit.
Yeah, I feel that. I think the only other thing outside of like the way the season ends that I don't think we've touched on yet is I really enjoyed the episode where they played the game at the jail.
Why?
Because of the story and because
with the kids.
With the kids and because I didn't, I was trying to figure out what they were getting at when the show started and they opened up with like all them people committing and then showing them like in prison. But essentially to kind of look at it like these are all people who were, and apparently it wasn't that far removed, you know, from the time they committed or whatever the case may be. But to see these players that essentially was about to go on and play college ball and whatever happened, you know, I mean, we've seen this happen before where people with bright futures end up in a situation like that. I think it was just, and especially at the point in the season, I think it was really eye-opening and gave a lot of perspective for like Jason and them, because it's like ain't nothing that y'all got like guaranteed. And not saying that they necessarily walked around thinking that, but things can change in an instance, and especially with them at the time, I think not necessarily knowing how things was gonna play out, like with the investigation and everything. It's like, I'm not saying everybody knows somebody like, or knows a situation like that, but I don't think that's uncommon. I think we've all heard of a situation similar or in that realm. So again, just the way they keep things very realistic and the way they keep things very eye-opening for not just the characters, but I think as the viewers watching as well. So definitely appreciated that as somebody watching. But yeah. How'd you feel about how season two ended? And do you think this is the end of the show?
I don't think it's the end of the show. I feel like for some reason, I feel like they give us two more seasons. They could skip like give us a college situation. Ike is going with Jace. So I would love a season of college. It could be his end of his. It could be he could be one and done. Because I don't know. At some point, I feel like if Kevin wants to, this continues and becomes a survivor's remorse, which would, in this one, would be more realistic due to the fact of we have the actual NBA player and he could tell us exactly what the fuck he did and how, you know. It's not built off a theory, I guess. Even though I think LeBron was connected to survivor's remorse to some degree or whatever. But that still felt more like theory and like TV rather than this is what LeBron did. So I should let that. LeBron didn't live with his uncle and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, with this, I just feel like they have the possibility and the capability to continue the story. Of course, you lose some of the characters. You bring in some new characters as far as like probably lose the white boy. You keep Phil as far as like maybe a on the phone character. You know, Jace just calls Phil or FaceTime Phil, still has to go against Phil in the NCAA. You know, maybe they are 1-2, you know, as far as like draft contention or something like that. Like, probably lose the white boy. Nick might be in contention to go to the draft or something like that. But those three really was the only good, you know, Musa might still be a good friend or something like that. But like, I think it's easy to continue the story just because of how they shoot it. Like, they shoot, what, like 8 episodes?
Yeah.
It's not really.
Maybe that's what it is, too. I guess I could agree that I could see it going another season or two, and I could easily see them doing the college route, and I would love to see a season of that as well. Mm. I just hate that the current cast feels so short-lived in a way. And maybe that's just because of the time in between, you know what I'm saying? But I would love to see a college season. I don't know if I see him taking it as far as like a Survivor's Remorse in regards to how far the story goes. I could see him maybe cutting it off at being drafted, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I can see that too.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they decide though, because you would be bringing in a new cast, and you would be, you know, doing a new setting and everything. But I mean, it's possible. That's not the question. It's just a matter of
I could see it surviving and turning into like Survivor's Remorse, like the game, like mix or blend. Because I feel like it kind of gives like a new era game type of vibe in a way. Like we see all these different pieces. Like the white lady is kind of like the Tasha character, like the white coach. Like, yeah, she a coach, but she making business moves. You know, we got Mac Wiles being the sponsor and making moves and like that. We got Ike, and then we got the board of coaches and the OG coaches that put Ike on and all that. Like, it's all these different pieces within the story that are moving. I know we didn't touch on all of those, but there are a lot of different pieces that move. And, like, even with Orlando Jones character, with him coming in as the athletic advisor.
And yeah, we didn't touch on him. Fan of his character's impact in the show. Obviously, maybe asshole. Not the most. Yeah, maybe not the most favorable character, but there are athletic directors like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very realistic perspective on a black man navigating that particular space. So I appreciated that as far as impact on the show as well. So that would be something to look out for y'all who have not watched yet in season two. But yeah,
great actor. Great actor. Damn, I forgot where I was going with that.
My bad.
You good, fool. But yeah, even with that, bro, like that shit was cool.
Yeah.
I forgot my point.
That's straight, but yeah, man. I mean, I don't think we need to necessarily rate the show or nothing like that. But I mean, we both are big fans through the two seasons. We haven't heard news of a new season yet, but I mean, we hope that that's on the horizon. But it's definitely a show we recommend. It's
the 16 episodes, about an hour every episode.
I think 18. I think the first season had 10 low key. That's why I was so surprised the second season was short.
Oh well, 18 yeah, episodes.
18 episodes.
They about an hour every episode, maybe shorter some episodes.
Think about 55 minutes.
Yeah, I think the first episode is always like closer to 57. That's why I said like an hour. Good watch, good story. Loosely based off of Kevin Durant. So if you like Kevin Durant in any capacity, or if you just like knowing what they possibly could have been going through or possibly dealing with, we see Jace deal with being wrongfully accused of a crime and how he handles and maneuvers that. We see him dealing with racial injustice and how he handles and maneuver that. We see him going to a protest. We see him dealing with dating white girls and how to move with that and how scandalous they can be, and then how easily they could just leave a nigga alone. We seen shit, Musa deal with his insecurities and all of that connected to basketball. We seen Nick deal with racial shit, but also deal with, you know, problems with as far as like his green card and all of that when he first came over. There's just a lot of different things. We see Ike learning how to manage to be a man and not put all of his flaws and faults of his father and himself onto his kids that he's now coaching, but also trying to be that father figure for them and finding that balance. And then his, you know, his just joust that he has with the Orlando Jones character, you know, Orlando Jones trying to navigate that realm, but also trying to put Ike in a position, but also Ike trying to navigate being put in that position, but being more so thrown into that position with so many stipulations and circumstances connected to it.
Yeah,
because basically he was made the coach, interim coach, and it was you coach as long as you win.
Basically,
nigga, as soon as you lose, nigga, you out of here, nigga.
Essentially,
yeah. So that was a whole different thing too. And then his wife adjusting to, you know, dealing with being around white people, and you know, the baby, their baby, you know, associating beauty with white and not necessarily seeing beauty with black, you know, which is also just a thing that the younger black generation just goes through, you know, as time progresses, beauty is being promoted, it's being connected to white people more and not really showing us. Granted, I think it's different now, or it can be different depending on what you're seeing and what, you know, what's exposed to you. But, you know, just people in magazines and media just presenting white is right type shit.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a lot. You get a little bit of everything with this show, for real. So definitely won't be a waste of time. Definitely a good binge if you got the time. But I mean, it won't take you long to get through it, regardless of whether you binge or not. So yeah, go take a watch. If you haven't, let us know what you think. If you have watched it already, let us know. Do you agree with, you know, things we brought up and what we've said about the show so far? Did we miss any important parts or factors of the show that you thought were really important or were really good or central to the storytelling and all that good jazz? Yeah, just interact as always. But shoot, anything else you got to say on the show, bruh?
Shit good. Watch it.
Type shit. All right. This has been our first of many show reviews. So, yeah, we'll be back with more. But until next time, we'll catch y'all. Peace.